sir, could you please state your full name and your ADC number for us for the record?
Yes, my name is Emiliano Alberto Oros, and my number is 244492.
Okay, Mr. Oros, you are appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, sir. I'm going to introduce you to the board members that are conducting the hearing this morning. You have the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, the Honorable Luis Quinones, and sir, my name is Michael Johnson. I'll be acting as your hearing officer. The hearing leading this morning, okay? Mr. Oroso, also with
you. Yeah, I can't hear you. There's a lot of noise going on, sir.
Okay, can you hear me now, sir?
Yes.
Okay, also with us representing the Department of Correction as well as your parole office officer is Mr. Turner, sir. Mr. Oroso, prior to your hearing today, you received and you signed a notification form that advised you of this board's hearing. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes, sir.
On that form, it notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. Would you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself, sir?
No, I'm just here to represent myself.
Okay. So at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Turner in. I think also you have your parole officer that's on the phone. And I'd like to swear all three of you in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr. Oroso?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Turner?
I do.
And the parole officer on the phone?
Yes, sir, I do.
Could you just state your name again for me, please?
Gabriela Esmeralda Cimarosi.
Cimarosi?
Cimarosi, yes.
Okay. Okay, Mr. Russell, your hearing is going to be conducted in two phases. The first phase, the board will make a determination whether the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In the second phase, the board will make a determination whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out with phase one. Say you have one allegation listed on your warrant. I'm going to read that allegation to you. When I read you the allegation, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. The allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 5 as demonstrated by your engagement in threatening behavior on or about November 27, 2018 at the Pima Reentry Center. Sir, is that true or false?
I mean, I'm not going to say it didn't happen, but yeah, it's true.
Okay. All right, then based on the admission of Mr. Wilson, I'm going to move to find that he was delinquent as he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, but he may have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself. Second by Mr. Neal.
Yes.
Agree, Mr. Quinones. And agree, Dr. Wright. Mark this.
I agree.
Okay, so we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate your community supervision, as I previously stated. We're going to start out phase two by first getting some additional information from the parole officer. Mr. Turner, are you or Ms. Cimarosi going to do that?
I'll read it. She's at her present in case there's any questions regarding
that. Okay. Then we're going to start out with first getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Turner. And then after that, sir, I'm going to go over some information in the room, give you an opportunity to present any information that's relevant to the board that you'd like to present to the board, okay? Mr. Russell?
Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Turner?
Yes, sir. Russell was released from ADC custody on 10-26-2018 and arrested on 11-27-2018 by ADC on a tech violation. No new charges were noted. He was returned back to ADC custody on 11-27-2018 with a CCD of 629-2019, zero abscondes. Current conviction, 2013, criminal trespassing, first degree, 1 year. 2013, commitment D, count one. Burglary, second degree, 5 years. Prior convictions, 2008, disorderly conduct, 9 months. 2010, aggravated assault, 2 years. This is his third term in ADC with a CUIR score of 4.4, mental health score of 1, substance abuse score of 3. STG information, self-admitted to being a member of the criminal street gang Westside Yuma. Prior terms of supervision, 2008, TIS release, completed 2 months. 2012, TIS release, completed 3 months. Disciplinary is moderate with arson, drugs, and violence noted. Other arrest, 2006, marijuana violation, Arizona juvenile probation. 2006, drug paraphernalia violation, Arizona juvenile probation. 2008, disorderly conduct, Arizona felony conviction probation. 2012, domestic violence, Arizona fined. 2013, domestic violence, Arizona guilty, other sanctions. He has a GV score of G7, V8.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. Okay, Mr. Oso, I see that when you were released, you were released without an approved residence, and then the intake officer placed you at the Pender Reentry Center, 1275 West Star Pass Boulevard. You were residing at the Pender Reentry Center the entire time you were on supervision. Is that right, sir?
Yes, I agreed to go to that. They offered to send me to TLC, and I agreed to go to the PRC.
Okay. Were you working during that period of time, sir?
Yeah, I spent my whole time there.
Okay, you were staying there. So you didn't have a job though, outside of there, right?
No, I didn't even get to leave.
So you were enrolled in the 30-day motivational enhancement program at the Pima Reentry Center, and then you were moved on November 14th over there to the 90-day ITH program also at PRC. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
You were referred to task for random drug screening. You had a UA on November 1st, November 6th. They were both diluted and tested positive for amphetamine. And then it looks like on November 17th and November 7th and November 8th, you later admitted to using methamphetamine.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so she was staffed by your POs for about your diluted UA on November 1st and the 6th. You were also positive for amphetamine on November 7th and 8th. You had already admitted to using on November 21st. You were in the MEP dorms after you had been moved to the ITH program. Then you were staffed and redirected to remain at the ITH program. So, Mr. Russell, so what happened as to led to you being revoked, sir?
To me acting the way I did?
Yes, sir.
You're cutting out a lot. That's hard to understand. You cut out a lot.
Hold on, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, so what happened as a result of led to your revocation?
I was asked if I'd like to take mental health evaluation to help me. They said I ain't possible. I agreed to it, and I went to a checkup. I got evaluation, and from that evaluation, I got I don't know what it's called, a caseworker, and she offered to help me with some anger management classes and institutionalized classes, the MRT. And when I came back, I tried to show the officer my card for my date. We really thought it was just a bad day. I go to the front. She goes talk to the specialist. I get yelled at by a sergeant for standing in front when they asked me to stand in front. Then I go back and they're telling me, I'm talking to my officer, and then she's telling me that my classes are contradicting with the drug classes at the PRC. And I signed up for these classes because they asked me to. They think they're better to help me, so I was doing something they were asking me to do, and they were getting mad at me because they weren't landing on the days that they were supposed to land on. You know what I mean? I can't pick my days that I get, that I didn't make appointments for me. I'm doing what they're asking of me. I was going through the drug classes. I was transitioning, coming straight from the yard to a halfway house that was similar to a prison. I didn't even hit the streets. I was still in the prison mentality, but I was I'm taking my steps to try to better myself, taking the classes, and I felt like they were just picking on me. So I lost control.
So when you lost control, you just got hostile with the...
I didn't come at it aggressively, she said, but I did say the things that I told her, you mean? I'm not going to deny I didn't say what I said, but I sat in the chair and I did speak aggressively, you mean? I used hand gestures, you mean? She took it the wrong way, then yeah, but I never stood up and came at her aggressively, like all that stuff. No, I never did that, but I did speak my... what I felt inside, and I do use body language, so I did use my hands, I do speak, and I was aggressive, but I felt like I was getting picked on because I was asked to sign up for these classes to help better myself, and I agreed to do it, and now that I'm doing it, they're getting upset because it's intervening with the drug classes. Throughout my whole time, I never had no dirty UAs, I had no refusals, until I hit that MRC, then I had a mistake. I mean, I was going through some things, and I did get high. And I admit that. And I didn't think that the drug classes I needed to go to, but I was still going to. I was persistent. I was taking part in it. And then now I was trying to sign up for my anger management, what I know I do need help with. And I was getting signed up for classes, and the MRT, they told me I didn't need to worry about that because we're taking it at the PRC. But like I said, I felt like they weren't happy enough for what I was doing. I was trying. I got out of prison, and I was put in another prison. I was not able to leave. I was not able to visit my family. I basically went just from one yard to another yard, and I felt stuck. I felt overwhelmed, you know what I mean? I thought I was being released, and I wasn't. I'm still eating prison food. I'm still stuck around officers all day. You know what I mean? I'm not going to say it. What I did is justified. No, it's not. I'm responsible for what I did, and I did do it. And I apologize for it, but I'm trying to better my life. Since I got here, I signed up for classes myself to better myself. Whether you guys get mad or not, I'm going to work on bettering myself, you know what I mean? But I would like a chance, like I said, I didn't get the chance to see my family. I would like the chance to prove that I can do this. I'm still going to sign up for classes.
So what did you mean when you told the PO to take you back to prison? Because if you didn't, if they didn't take you back to prison, you were going to catch a case. What are you referring to, sir?
That I was going to do, it wasn't necessarily on them, it was just, I'm going to snap, I have an anger pause, you mean? That's what I said, I'm signing up for anger management. It would have been anybody, but me just, I felt like they were picking up. They asked me to work in the kitchen one day, because they needed help, volunteers, and I'm working in the kitchen, and I get yelled at for working in the kitchen, because I'm in HIT, I got boots to the 90 program, we couldn't work there. Why are they yelling at me for something they asked me to help them with? You understand? They asked me to take these anger management classes and sign up for the evaluation, and I am, and then they're getting mad at me again because it's interviewing with the drug classes. Like I said, I feel like I'm just getting picked on now. You mean I got out of prison, I can't even see my family. That was my whole objective, and I went to Tucson for a reason. I didn't have to go to Tucson. I could have went back to Yuma. I could have went back to my neighborhood and messed up and done what I've done, but I chose to be part of my family's life and do good. But I got out, and you guys had me confined in another prison. You know what I mean? And I'm doing all the classes you're asking me to do. I can't see my family. I can't make phone calls. I feel like I'm just getting picked on. They asked me to help them work in the kitchen, like I said, and I'm doing so. And then I get yelled at because I'm not allowed to because I'm an HIT or ITH. But you guys asked me to work there, so why am I getting yelled at? You know what I mean? You guys are asking me to sign up for these classes because you think it'll better me, like I told them, like Tim Rusty will tell you. I'm gonna take advantage of anything that you guys would think will help me out. I understand I do have problems. I do have anger problems, and I do understand that. So whatever you guys think will benefit me, I'm more likely to take advantage of. I would not turn away a helping hand. But you can't tell me to do all these things, and then when I'm doing them, you're getting mad at me for doing that. Like, you're playing with my mind now. You mean, like I said, I feel like I came from one prison yard to another prison yard. When I lived from Lewis, we were locked down that whole month because there was so much assault on staff. I went from where it was hectic to where people were running with their heads cut off, and these cops are talking to us like I'm not used to, you mean? It was a hard adjustment for me. And I mean, I tried, you mean? I did my best. There's no, like, I know some Lewis is mad at me, but there's no one that can't tell you that I didn't try. You mean, there's no one that can't say that I didn't take part in my class and I didn't try to put my two cents in. I did everything I could that I thought I could do. It's just me not being able to see my family when I got out was bothering me. Me not being able to walk up and go to a store supposedly I got released, bothered me. Me signing up for classes that you guys are asking me to take And then getting mad because they're interviewing with the other cast, I have no power over that. But that bothered me because I'm trying to do something to better myself that you guys are offering me to take. So I take it. You guys are asking me to help you in the kitchen to work. And I'm doing it so I can occupy my time and keep me occupied. But then you guys get mad at me because now I'm in a 90-day program. You guys never told me I couldn't work there. Why would you ask me to volunteer and then get mad that I volunteered? I felt like I was getting picked on.
Let me see if the board has any additional questions, sir, or see if the parole officer, Cimarelli, want to, Cimarosi?
Yes.
Want to make any comments at this time?
I can barely hear you, sir, with your comments.
I was just seeing if the board had any additional questions or comments, or if you have any comments that you want to make to the board.
I think he probably, the only comment I have at the moment is that he probably doesn't recall he stood up twice and I had to tell him to sit down. He was very upset and I do want to mention that I'm not mad at Mr. Oros. I believe I was more than patient with him trying to help him. There was a conflict with the programming. I was trying to speak to his case manager to, as you can read in the report, to be able to work that out, and that's when he denied me to get any information to access his case plan at the end of that day, and he was very hostile, and I did attempt to de-escalate the situation and be helpful to him, and I did talk to him, attempting to let him know that my job was to help him, you know, get his program, you know, arranged and whatnot, but I failed, and that's the rest. You have the notes, but I am not mad, and what happened is what I wrote on the paper, and that's pretty much it, sir.
Okay, thank you. The board, yeah. Any questions? Mr. Quinones.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Ma'am, can you hear me?
Yes.
Just a quick question. Did you treat Mr. Oros any different than you would treat any other case?
No.
No. She treated me right. I just had a bad day. I apologize, you mean.
Okay.
She didn't treat me no different than anybody else. It wasn't her fault, like I said. She asked me to go stand in the front to go so she could talk to the specialist, and I got yelled at by a sergeant for standing up there when I was asked to stand up there, and I took my anger out on her, you mean. I do apologize. Like I said, it was a lot of nitpicking, and I messed up, but she did not treat me any different. You mean, she was right. She did what she did, and I did what I did. I'm not going to lie to you. I mean, she did offer to help me, and I got yelled at for something that was so little. It just escalated from there.
Well, I was speaking to the parole officer, but I do appreciate what you offered, Mr. Oros, and thank you for being accountable. I appreciate that. No further questions.
Okay, Mr. Oros, the board's going to go into discussion, so we're coming up on a conclusion of your hearing. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board before we go into discussion?
I hope I get another chance. If not, I mean, thank you for the time, and I apologize to Ms. Maruski. I mean, like I said, it was just a lot of hecticness for me, you know, but I really would like to try to be out there with my family, try to do good. My grandparents are the only ones that were there for me, and they're old, you mean. I would like to get that chance to be with them, but if not, I do take responsibility for my wrongs. I mean, I am a grown man, and I got to learn how to be accountable with my wrongs. So I appreciate the time, and I apologize to Maruski.
Thank you.
So the board's going to go into discussion. While we're in discussion, we'll make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate your community supervision. While we're in discussion, I'm going to ask you to stay on the line so you can hear the discussion taking place.
Yes, sir.
You need to remain silent while the board's in discussion, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, the board's now into discussion. I'm going to say Mr. Russell seems to be very honest. He says he was in a situation that he really just lost his temper, was a little frustrated because he did not have an opportunity to see his family, that he couldn't go to the store. He just felt he went from one yard to the next yard, and that particular day he just seemed to lose it, but he is very emotional, but he's taking responsibility for his actions, and he's not trying to make any excuses. He said he was getting some different directions from different staff while at the facility, and that just kind of upset him. Had the opportunity to talk to his, the CO, Officer Cimarosti.
Yeah, I can barely hear you. Was that a question?
No, I'm just making a comment.
Okay.
Based on all the information that we have and the information that it's actually been talking to the CO as well as Mr. Rosso, he has a release date of June 29th of this year. I think it would be better to go ahead for him to remain incarcerated, try to get into some anger management classes and work on a situation so that when he's released, he won't be on any parole or community supervision, so he won't have a situation where he's in a facility and be able to stay where he wants and visit with his family, and hopefully from that point on be a productive citizen and not get into any negative contact with law enforcement. That's my opinion. However, I am willing to listen to the rest of the colleagues. Ain't no comments coming from the colleagues, and I'm going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Rosso, finding that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and had lapsed, or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company. That would be my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, second by Dr. Wright. Agreed, Mr. Neal, Mr. Quinones. Mr. Rosso?
Yeah.
So the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. You will be released on June 29th of 2019. At that time, you won't be on any parole or community supervision, sir. You're free to move about. Hopefully, you won't have any more negative contact with law enforcement, sir. You'll be a productive citizen and never have to come back before this board again. Thank you for taking the time to participate in this hearing. That's going to conclude your hearing at this time, sir.
All right.
Officer Cimarosti?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and disconnect at this time.
All right, sir. Got the last one coming up.
Thank you, sir.
Carter.